Good Saturday morning, guys, and welcome to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I'm your host, Corwin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty, Low Country Group, and beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, ma'am, are in for a treat. Because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We are legacy building. That is what we do. All right. So, guys, you can catch us on social media, YouTube, Facebook, Exit Strategy Radio Show. Please go like our page. Please, please, please share our content. Guys, sometimes what we talk about here today is for you. And there are times when it's for somebody else. And we want you to be sure to share that information to someone who it may be useful or beneficial to. All right. So, guys, always got to give a shout out to our loyal listeners, to Elder Evans, Pastor Evans, who listened to us. I'm from good old West Ashley, my mama and them up in Monkey's Corner, and the people out that way that listen to us, that tune in from the Cross area all the way back through Somerville, obviously Latson, Goose Creek, to the family in Latson. Guys, look here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Lincolnville, we got Flo and her husband. So I should have said her husband and beautiful wife. But Mac over there, Larry McKellar, Prime Cuss. Again, always, guys, we tell you, hey, if you need it done, that's who you need to call right there. That's the guy right there. I want to give a shout out to my barber P over it. Excuse me, against Doug Green. That's D-A, Doug, because you know how we do. Against Doug Green over here on Nasty Frustrate, guys. I want to give a huge shout out to him because he be keeping your boy right. You know what I mean? So look here. Guys, we are going to break some little bit of maybe some news to you today. All right? We always want to keep you elevated. We always want to keep you inspired, but we also want to keep you educated. Yeah, right there. So look here. We're going to break this off. And for you today, we're going to tell you something that is huge that is on the way. Now, be careful. Be careful. It ain't here yet, but it's coming. So we want to be mindful of that, but we want to speak about it today in expectation. See, there's a word in all of that, guys, of an expectation. But see, oftentimes we do a particular thing, but we don't expect a certain thing. So therefore, we're not prepared when it happens. So we want to talk today about expectation. We want to harp on and focus on a few things that kind of surround that one word of expectation. So we're going to break this news, this information, if you will, and I won't say news, but this information to you here in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to encourage you to not think closed-minded, but to think open-minded. I'm going to share with you today a story from this past week, situation scenario we're trying to help one of our clients with. And just kind of what came out of that conversation, hopefully, trustfully, it's going to be some encouragement to you. But hold on, take a pause, take a breath, and here we go. You ready? You ready? FHA has issued guidance, not a rule, but guidance, guys, saying that they're going to reconsider student loan debt and the qualification of a borrower. Currently, student loan debt has to be qualified at 1% of what the loan balance is. So if you are someone who went to school perhaps for a master's, a doctor, and you have accumulated, I'm gonna use a very round number, you've accumulated $100,000 in student loan debt, your FHA rules say that you have to use 1% of that. So $1,000 a month has to be calculated into your debt ratio in order for you to qualify for a home. Again, $1,000 a month. That is huge. That's a lot of money, right? So if you are a $50,000 a year, $60,000, $70,000 a year earner, that takes that money per month out of your ratio, which then significantly impacts your ability to qualify to purchase a home. FHA has said, hold on, wait a minute. We've been doing this thing here wrong. We're going to change it. Matter of fact, let me back up. We're going to do this thing here differently. Let's say it that way. Because right or wrong is preference. This is information for you, our listeners. We're not going to give you preference or opinion. We're going to give you facts. But now they're reconsidering it in the overall picture. So the overall picture is that, okay, sometimes you're on a payment that reflects a much lower level or a lower amount than $1,000 a month in that same scenario. So because of that, they're going to, and they're issuing, they issued a letter to lenders stating that we're going to reconsider that. So we're waiting for what that actually and factually looks like. And guys, that's going to be, that information is still evolving. That decision, is still evolving. So we expect and suspect we will see this come to fruition over the next day or so, going into the beginning of next week. Guys, we expect for there to be some type of quote unquote rule that will be issued that will then be given to lenders to say, this is what the new guideline is in reference to student loan debt and someone borrowing and utilizing the FHA mortgage to purchase a home. That is significant. The reason that is significant is because a high number of people, and this is not exclusive to any particular demographic. So guys, on this show, we're always gonna give it to you real. We're not, we are not going to give it to you with any slant. We're gonna give it to you direct. And here's what we got. What we got is disproportionately, disproportionately, that rule prior impacted people of color, not just African-Americans, but Hispanics and others more than it did other demographics as far as hindering them from purchasing a home. And I'm gonna be very frank and tell you the reason why. The reason why is because in our community, we go borrow quick. Yep, that's what we do. Think about it. We go into debt quick. We borrow and co-sign for other people. That gets us into situations and scenarios that other demographics do not get themselves into because they don't co-sign and they don't borrow for other people. They don't do that. No matter what the relationship is, child, parent, whatever it is, they work and perform differently and they have different results. But that's not the purpose of that statement. The purpose of that statement is to understand that this rule has prevented people of color, some people of color, from being able to pursue their dreams or pursue their goal of home ownership. It has hindered them because student loan debt has required that if you're utilizing an FHA mortgage, that you have to as a lender calculate 1% of that balance. Other loan programs are different. However, borrowers of color tend to, this is not exclusive. Please do not misread what I'm saying or misconstrue, mishear. Take out, you know how sometimes we do with the Bible, we take one scripture, one piece of the word, and we use that. We don't have the context, the beginning, and what's after. So we miss the message in the scripture because we're focused just on the one verse or the one line and not the whole story that goes on before and after you get to that verse. So please understand this. Please understand this, that disproportionately African Americans pursue home ownership at times with lower credit scores, which means they're limited on the type of loan they can do. They typically need government-backed loans. Not all the time. But those borrowers who do, this loan program with that restriction hindered many of them from being able to pursue home ownership. So now with this new letter, this interpretation, and subsequently, trustfully here soon, a rule that will begin to change and you will see opportunities open up for those who may have student loan debt, who may be in repayment or otherwise have the opportunity. So this is where we need to prepare people. I want you to make note of this, because some of you have student loan debt. Some of you have that debt in deferment. Some of you have that debt in repayment. Some of you have it not, again, just accumulating because you're still in school. So you're under some type of program. Maybe you're under income-based repayment program. If you're in the default situation, so if you're not paying it and you're not in repayment, or you're in repayment and you're not paying and you've defaulted, guys, you might want to start working on cleaning that up. This is your preparation stage. This is the time when you go back, look, see what your situation is with your student loan and work to get it corrected. Get it onto an income-based repayment plan or get it onto some type of repayment. Do not just simply merely stick your head in the sand and default on it, figure out what your option is. Perhaps you qualify for a deferment because of situations and circumstances. That is what we need to change and do differently within our community. So that is a perfect segue into a situation, a scenario that I recently was working on this past week. And, you know, we're not going to share, you know, too much information, but we are going to give you kind of a general context because, you know, I'm working with someone who during COVID had a hardship, lost their job. And in turn, they began to accumulate debt versus eliminating debt. And what I mean by accumulating, not from the standpoint or situation of, okay, well, look, I can't pay this. And, you know, I just can't pay it. I'm going to work something out with the creditor or what have you. No, from the standpoint, they went out and start taking out loans to try to satisfy debts and not pay them off, but simply merely make the payments, which in turn adds payments to your pile of debt. So if you understand what I'm saying, taking a loan to make a payment or make payments on loans that you already have or bills that you have gives you another bill. But that became a constant cycle, so much so that now they're overwhelmed with the amount of bills they have. They're back to work. You know, they, you know, obviously got assistance through the entire process, so to speak, but it wasn't utilized in a fashion that eliminated debt. There was somewhat of a regression, if you will, and debt was accumulated. Now, as a practitioner, as a professional, as someone who was in this industry to help, I was severely troubled by that as I tried to help them sort all that out and move forward. So we're in that process, and guys, we'll share the victory, but I say this and caution you all because you want to make sure that you handle your situations appropriately going forward. Guys, it's always about mindset. We want to make sure that we're always, always, always focused on a mindset of growth. And out of that, I'll share before we get to the break here real quick, is two things. One, our job, what we do here is we assist people in gaining freedom and creating opportunity. That's what we do. Freedom from your landlord, freedom from financial distress, give you the opportunity to create wealth. So guys, we're going into our first break. We want to say, hey, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I want you to flip the flapjack, grab the SERP, give me a call so I know where you're at. Yeah. And guys, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Exit Strategies Radio Show. Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com. You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market. It didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot, closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759. And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Corbin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. If this is your first time listening to the show, as we always say, you, sir, ma'am, are in for a treat because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. Guys, we are legacy building. That is what we do. Guys, you can catch us on social media. You also can catch us. Our podcast is on this station's website, wjnigospel.com, and also oldschool92.com. Please check us out. The sister station over there, old school hip hop have in the mornings, Terry Bass in the afternoon, and you know, Bass be getting it in. That's my guy right there. So look here, please check us out there on the podcast tab. Please share the content with your friends, your neighbors, family, whoever it may be that you may know that has need for this information, all right? So guys, we are extremely, extremely, extremely excited, to kind of share what during the first segment was somewhat of an announcement. So a quick recap, guys, on that first segment and that announcement. FHA is issued a letter to lenders providing guidance that they will be readdressing student loan debt as it relates to FHA borrowers. So FHA borrowers currently must qualify for a mortgage, FHA mortgage, factoring in 1% of their total student loan debt, no matter what payment they make every month on a fair repayment, 1%. So if you have a $200,000 loan, that's $2,000 a month that has to fit into your overall debt ratio. All right. Guidance is coming that they're going to be recalculating and redetermining, if you will, what that is going to look like. That is a reprieve for many of you. Many of you have been challenged with trying to make a purchase. You're having to work harder to increase your credit score to qualify for a different type loan, save more money, and a number of other things that have been more or less a hindrance to you in your quest for home ownership, guys. And we want to tell you, hold on, help is on the way. That's a word right there. Hold on, because help is on the way. All right. So we want you to sit tight, but we want you to act. We want to act in expectation and be in a phase of preparation. That's what you should be doing. So what you should be doing is talking to your lender, calling your student loan people, whoever it is, whatever it is, and start working through. So guys, we want you to we want to hear from you. If you are kind of, you know, stagnant, challenged in this home ownership process, how you can make it from A to Z, how you can go from, hey, I want a house, to, hey, thank you so much. I'm so excited in my new house. Whatever that looks like to you guys, we want you to reach out to one of our agents and we want you to say, hey, I need some help. This is what's going on. And can you get me into a home for myself or whoever it is that you may be looking to make this happen for? I got to give a quick shout out, the plug to our team, our newer agents that have joined us. We just added a new agent this week to our group. Tabitha Hart joins us, real estate professional, has worked in this market for a number of years, over a decade, and she's decided to be a boy. So those of you who may be interested, need help, need assistance, please reach out to Tabitha. You can get Tabitha at thart@exitlowcountry.com. Again, thart@exitlowcountry.com. And please reach out to her and let her know that you heard about her here on the air. You also can give her a call or text at 843-425-2422. Again, 843-425-2422. Please reach out to her. Let her know that you heard her name here on the station. I'm congratulating her for joining, for getting on board here as well. We're excited. We've met with several new agents this week. Some of them are in process of finishing up completing their real estate licensure programs, and in turn will be joining us here soon. Very excited about that. You will hear and see those names as we kind of go forward here in a bit, because they are coming. The reason they're coming is the Low Country. That's, hey, we are out here attracting good quality professionals. That's what we're doing, all right? So we're extremely excited about that, and we want to continue with that momentum. And if you are considering, a career in real estate, I want to hear from you. I am personally sponsoring a few more agents this year into this business, into our office, as well as other offices. So if you're listening to us from maybe another part of the state, maybe another part of the country, tuned into our podcast or caught this otherwise, I want to hear from you. Feel free to reach out, because we are committed to growing a larger team to serve our population and our community here in Charleston, as well as our communities that we are engaged in other parts of the state of South Carolina, and going quickly into North Carolina as well, guys. So we're extremely excited about all of that. And we want to make sure that we're working, on bringing you more opportunities, but most importantly, helping you to capitalize on them as well. All right. So guys, I kind of talked about a little earlier, kind of the introduction into, you know, what we're going to be talking about today is about that expectation. So let's kind of flip this thing here around and kind of talk about a few things that, you know, we have misconstrued and that we need to work on as far as our expectation, so that then we can get really focused on what our preparation needs to be. And one of the things I'm going to touch on briefly and move quickly past is our market. I'm challenged here as of late with buyers who are really, you know, so focused and so intently believing that our market is going to crash. And, you know, everything that, you know, granted, no one knows if it was a crystal ball. You know, as I've said a number of times in different settings, you know, I'd be hitting a lottery every week if I had one, because I just, oh, that's what's going to happen. Let me go on over here and get this and do that, and I'll be laid up on a beach somewhere or another. And, you know, maybe, just maybe, I'll still be doing this show. I'm just going to be real with you. I'm going to hit you square. But what I'm going to tell you is that the reality is that in this particular climate, in this particular market, especially Charleston, we are so well insulated. We have so many different sectors in our economy that support our market, from manufacturing, technology, tourism, you know, colleges, universities, all those things. There's so many, in, you know, shipping and trading with the ports, so many different things that have happened right here in the Charleston region or Charleston Metro, guys, that we really, really are fairly insulated. We're not like other places where they're solely, you know, their market is head solely on technology, or solely on manufacturing, or solely on shipping and export, or solely on tourism. We have kind of the perfect storm, which means that one sector may have a decline, if you will, in, you know, its revenue or its impact on the economy, but the other ones continue to fire on their cylinders. And we have to understand that the economy is what drives home prices. There's a supply and demand that's based upon that. See, I'm from a rural area that had a heavy reliance on manufacturing. And when manufacturing went overseas as a general premise, then what happened was that community was devastated. People did not have opportunities. They were not trained for anything beyond manufacturing. They weren't trained for anything that required, you know, technical skill, et cetera. So then in turn, that economy has been essentially nearly wiped out completely. Small town, and it's just the people that have always been there that are never leaving, older folks that really just drive it, but there is not any significant impact. So much so that, you know, recently the water system was taken over by another service that had the wherewithal and the infrastructure to provide better services than what that town could. So we have to understand that our economy is driven by outside factors. And in turn, it's not a wishful thinking, well, people can't afford to pay that. That's not true. Because just because you may not have that within your affordability, or maybe your preference is, I don't pay that much, that doesn't mean that somebody else won't or will. You all don't drive the same cars. You all don't buy the same houses. You all don't rent the same type of places. You don't travel the same. You don't do anything the same as anyone else. You do similar in some aspects, but completely different in a number of others. I was reminded here recently, you know, just in general, and I'll share this with you. We oftentimes look and say, well, there's no opportunity in this area. And the people that are doing that or saying that are oftentimes natives who've been here, but won't look outside of where they are. If you are a Charleston native, if you are new to the area, you got to look outside of where you are. And what I mean by that, you have to expand your mindset. I mean, this past week, there's plenty of money in Charleston. This past week, a Lamborghini SUV, I forgot the name of it, but it's a Lamborghini SUV passed me on Astley Front Street. Yeah. Several weeks ago now, a Rolls Royce SUV, the new one, that thing is over $250,000, passed me on the interstate. I've seen the Bentley SUV. I saw a gold-plated Porsche this week, Maseratis, all these high-end and luxury vehicles. So there's plenty of money in Charleston, which means there's plenty of opportunity. Do not focus on the limiting beliefs, the I can't or this won't. See, I was told and reminded, actually very recently, I interviewed an agent just yesterday, and in the conversation, you know, sharing personal, they shared a tremendous testimony, but something came out of that. Because see, we oftentimes look at faith and fear as being completely different. But in reality, I've heard it said, they reminded me as they had recently heard it said that faith and fear are very similar. See, they just believe different. See, faith says, in your mind, faith says, I believe I can do this and I will. Fear says, I believe I can't do that and I don't. You follow me? So guys, you guys have to work on that. You have to work on modifying or exercising your faith differently. Because see, in fear, all you're doing is exercising your faith the wrong way. Yeah, that's a word right there. So some of y'all take that this week as you are challenged in whatever may be going on in your life, whatever may be going on in your circle. I want you to remember that. So guys, look, we're quickly approaching the end of today's show. We have new listings coming, guys. If you're looking in the Cane Bay area, we got one coming out there. I won't tell you the address, but I will tell you that it's coming real soon. We have new property coming up on Trump Street in North Charleston. New inventory coming, hopefully off of Dorchester Road as well. So guys, please reach out to myself, one of our team who can help you and assist you in making home ownership not just a dream, but a reality. Guys, we appreciate you. We love you. And as I always say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm gonna see you guys out there in the streets.